So today's my 42nd birthday. Don't worry, I'm not going to try to raise $42,000 today. We're going to raise $420,000 today. That'd be nice. No, I'll say actually what a great birthday gift for me would be, come on an awakening retreat. Just like last year, we had two awakening retreats. We're going to have two again this year. The next one's coming in March, the first weekend in March. Right at the beginning of Lent, great time to go. And then the next one will be in September. We still have a few spots left for the March one. You can sign up online or by calling the parish office. You get to hang out with me for a weekend in Buffalo at Christ the King Retreat Center. It's a great retreat center. Alex does the music, so something to pray about. That would be a nice birthday gift to me. Come on that retreat. It's always a nice thing to when I pray in the morning. I always pray every morning, and it's just something special about when you get to pray on your birthday. So I'm reflecting on the gift of life and my life in the last 42 years. A prayer that I'll often say in my heart, my mind, different times throughout the day, I'll say, Lord, may I sing of your goodness all the days of my life. That God is so good to me, and I'm so grateful for all of his blessings. And most especially the gift of life. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." So one day, kindergartner comes home from school and he comes up to his mom and says, Mom, I have a question. And she's like, what's your question, son? He says, Mom, how big is God? And the mom's thinking like, okay, how do I explain this to a five-year-old, right? God's really not physical, but how do we explain this? And before she can answer, the boy says, well, is God bigger than our house? And the mom's like, yes, son, yeah, God's bigger than our house, sure. And then he says, well, is God bigger than our city? And the mom's like, yes, son, God's even bigger than our city. Well, is God bigger than our state? And the mom says, yeah, God's even bigger than Minnesota. And then the kid says, well, is God bigger than the United States of America? And the mom's like, yes, son, God is even bigger than our country. Well, is God bigger than the earth? Yes, son, God is even bigger than the earth. Well, is God bigger than the universe? Yes, son, God is even bigger than the universe. And upon hearing this, the boy's face turned a little sad. He looked a little confused. And the mom said, son, what's wrong? He said, Mom, I just don't get it. You see, at school mass today, Father Parks said that we need to let God come and live inside of us. And you know, if I let God come and live inside of me, and if he's bigger than the universe, isn't he going to stick out? Isn't he going to stick out? Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." If God is truly present in our lives, he's going to stick out. He's going to shine. Don't be afraid to let God stick out and shine.